Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to continuing coverage of the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial.
From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Now, back to the courtroom.
So, this gentleman here, he essentially is the collector of this evidence, right?
Yes, he offers his services to go get the cart, yes.
All right. So he's the first link in the chain.
Yes.
And then you become the second link.
Yes.
And Judge, I'll publish little mark as Exhibit H.
Yes, so she told me which guns were, which bullets came from it.
All right. That gentleman is now standing behind your crime scene tape.
Yes.
All right. Is that gentleman allowed within the crime scene tape?
No, not anymore.
What do you mean, not anymore?
We secured the crime scene tape, so they're supposed to stay out.
Okay. And are they supposed to reach over it or breach it in any way?
They are not.
And why aren't they supposed to do that?
Because we're the collector of evidence, and it could be tainted.
Okay. Everything else the same. I'm going to keep these. Leave these here.
All right, what's he doing there?
Yeah, he's reaching over the yellow tape and grabbing around to give us an example of what a dummy round looks like.
All right, why did you not tell him, hey, don't do that?
I don't know.
You'd agree with me that that was an investigative mistake on your part?
Yes, that was a mistake by me, yes.
Who is the deputy standing to the right of that gentleman?
That is Deputy Puentes.
All right, and he's one of the deputies that arrived at the scene after you did?
Yes.
All right. Did you ask him to start a crime scene log?
I asked him, yes.
All right, what's a crime scene log?
A crime scene log is people coming into the crime scene and we document who's there.
Is that something that's important to do?
Yes.
Why is that important to do?
So we know who was in the scene.
All right, why is that important?
So we could go back and the detectives could interview them and see what their involvement was on the scene.
And anyone who goes in or out is supposed to be in the log, right?
Correct.
Is that guy in the log?
I don't know. I haven't seen the log.
Okay. When did you ask Deputy Puentes to start a crime scene log?
I believe I asked him when he first showed up, if I remember correctly.
All right. Do you know what time he actually started then?
I do not know.
If you were to look at his report, could that refresh your recollection as to when he actually started the log?
It sure would.
Judge, if I could approach the witness.
Show up. Ms. Morrissey.
Yeah. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you.
Judge, do you mind if I stay here for this?
No.
All right, Deputy.
Sorry, Lieutenant. Is that your former colleague's police report?
Yes.
All right. Having looked at it, has it refreshed your recollection as to when the log was started?
He advised on his report it was started at 2:38 p.m.
All right, that was maybe about a half hour after you arrived?
Yes, approximately, yes.
Okay. Should that log have been started earlier?
It should have, but the scene being so active and three deputies on scene, it was difficult to start that log.
So I'm gonna play this for you again.
I'm going to keep everything else the same. I'm
going to keep these, like these here.
Uh-huh.
Those are dummies.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure somebody will.
Should Deputy Puentes have said something to this guy? About
yes.
Reaching over the tape?
Yes, as well
right.
as I.
And he didn't do that, right?
Correct.
All right. We saw later in your video this gentleman also standing next to Deputy Puentes, and he was actually within the tape. Do you remember that?
I believe I do, yes.
Okay. Why was he allowed inside the crime scene tape?
That'd probably be a question for Deputy Puentes. Should I have asked? Yes, I should have asked him why he was within the yellow tape.
You were in charge of this scene until investigations took it over, right?
That is correct, yes.
All right. So, this guy was here for some time, monitored by this deputy. As the scene supervisor, are you concerned that if this gentleman reached over once over the tape and interacted with the cart, maybe he did it again?
In front of Deputy Puentes, I don't know.
Okay. Let's talk a bit about the gun.
Yes.
You said when you got the gun, you made it safe. What does that mean?
I looked in the cylinders to make sure there was no ammunition inside the cylinder.
All right. And the shooting had just occurred, right?
Yes.
So the ammunition that was within the gun would be?
It should have been still in there because it's a revolver.
Yes. And it would be highly relevant evidence in this case, right?
Correct.
All right. Now, on the video we listened to, you can hear my client, Hannah, talking to Mr. Dave Halls, the first assistant director, and they're talking about where that ammo is, right?
I don't know what ammo they're talking about.
What's your understanding as to where the ammunition inside of the .45 caliber gun you collected went?
I never asked that question. I do not know.
You have no idea where that ammunition is?
The one that was in the cylinder, no.
What about the other five?
I do not know.
Okay. And what I know you said initially you only had three deputies, but I've seen a lot of that would look like vehicles on your lapel video. Why couldn't you have sent these witnesses to go just wait in their cars and told them not to talk to anyone?
Well, the scene being so big, we tried to keep everybody corralled in one place where we could keep an eye on everybody. To send people back to their vehicles, I don't know where their vehicles were. Because on a movie set, there's staging areas. And I don't know if that staging area was somewhere else. I do not know.
Just a minute, I've got just a couple more questions and I'll be
okay.
Wrapped up. All right, Lieutenant, I want to show you just a couple specific timestamps from your video. What are those over there? Can you see on the screen the two vehicles behind your vehicle?
Yes, I see two vehicles there.
All right, could witnesses have been placed there?
One vehicle, I don't know.
Objection, it calls for speculation.
Can you rephrase your question, please?
Is there some reason you do not have witnesses just staying in those cars?
Like I said, the scene was big. We were trying to corral everybody into one place where we could watch them and tell them not to talk.
I mean, are you telling me you couldn't watch those people if they're in those vehicles?
I had Hannah in the back of my unit.
Okay. All right. Are there several vehicles looking straight ahead here?
Yes, there is.
Is there a reason you didn't ask to house the witnesses in those vehicles?
That's farther away from what we wanted, and we won't be able to control the scene.
Judge, if I could just have a moment before passing the witness.
Sure.
I don't have anything further. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Redirect.
Back. I can go through a video frame by frame. I just push it back. monitor there, Mr. Benavides.
Yes, ma'am.
Let's just be clear. Do you have any reason to believe that that gentleman in the hat tampered with any kind of evidence?
No, I do not.
Any reason to believe that he planted any evidence?
No, I do not.
When he reached over the crime scene tape and touched that dummy round on the cart, were you there?
I was looking straight at him, yes.
Did he plant any evidence?
No, he picked it up, shook it, and he put it back down.
Would you have noticed?
Yes.
If he planted evidence, you would have noticed?
Yes, I would have noticed, yes.
I want to go through this slowly with you. Can you see, even on your video, what he is reaching into?
Yes, it's a little cubby hole, and there's quite a few rounds in there.
When he shook it, did it rattle?
I do not remember.
Now, these cars that Mr. Bullion asked you about, why you don't have witnesses in these cars, do you own those cars?
I do not own those cars, no.
Do you know who owns those cars?
I do not.
As a police officer, are you allowed just to take a witness and put them in some vehicle that you don't know who owns the car?
No, I'm not.
Have you ever done that in your entire career?
No.
Sir, just to be clear, you indicated to Mr. Bullion that your video is facing one way, but that doesn't necessarily show us what you're looking at. Is that right?
That is correct.
Do you have a full range of motion in your neck?
Yes, I do.
You don't have any injuries that would prevent you from doing that?
No, ma'am.
Can you think of a reason that it took a while to get the crime log started?
Just how active the scene was, and it was, I was trying to get deputies assigned. Checking on everybody, checking on the victim. I do not know.
For the first half hour that you were on scene, did you have enough personnel so that someone could start doing paperwork?
No.
Is a crime scene log paperwork?
Yes, it is.
The gun that you put in your unit, who handed it to you?
Hannah.
How many rounds of ammunition were in the cylinder when she handed it to you?
None.
Thank you, sir.
Counsel approach.
I don't have anything further.
Thank you, sir. You're excused.
Yes, ma'am.
Your Honor, just to be safe, I want to reserve Mr. Benavides,
sure.
So let's give him an instruction if he needs one.
Please don't talk among the other witnesses about the case. Okay? Thank you. And anyone to be called as a witness in this case may not be viewing this trial live stream on Court TV.
The state will call Marissa Popple.
All right. You swear affirm under penalty of law that the testimony you'll give in this case will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay, have a seat. Talk into the microphone, please.
State your full name and spell your last name for the record, please.
Marissa Popple, P-O-P-P-E-L-L.
And how are you currently employed?
I'm a crime scene technician with Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office.
How long have you been a crime scene technician with the Sheriff's Office?
With them for almost 3 years now.
And were you a crime scene investigator anywhere else prior to coming to the Santa Fe County Sheriff's Office?
Yes, I was with Fort Myers Police Department in Fort Myers, Florida for 4 years.
So total time as a crime scene investigator, what do you got?
Almost 7 years now.
How did you become involved in this case?
I was notified by my lieutenant in the Criminal Investigations Division that a shooting had occurred and we would be responding as the CID unit.
CID means?
Criminal Investigation Division.
Okay. And so, if you recall, approximately what time would you have arrived on scene?
I believe it was later in the afternoon that day, probably around 2 or 3 p.m.
And what's your job as a crime scene investigator or a crime scene technician? What do you do?
So, I'm responsible for documenting any crime scenes, and this can be a variety of scenes, whether they be burglaries, homicides, shootings. I'm responsible for photographing any evidence, collecting that evidence, and packaging it as well.
And after you collect it and photograph it and package it, what do you do with it?
Depending on the circumstances of the evidence, I often am responsible for it getting sent off to the lab for further analysis if that's needed.
Did you send any of the evidence in this case off to a lab for further analysis?
Yes, several items were sent to the FBI, to their crime scene lab.
Do you recall what items were sent?
If I can refer to my report, I can tell you what item numbers I have that were sent.
I think it's fine for you to refer to your report.
That's fine.
According to my report, items 1, 2, 3, 25, 26, 27, 140.
Hang on. I'm going to stop you. Because we don't speak crime scene technician, can you give us an idea of what those items were?
So these items were suspected live ammunition, DNA swabs that were collected from individuals, fingerprints that were collected from individuals, and additional ammunition that needed analyzed at that time.
Did you consider having fingerprints or DNA analysis done on the live rounds?
So I believe that fingerprint analysis was completed on the live rounds. However, the lab does not do DNA on any kind of ammunition, and that's a standard across most forensics labs.
Do you know why DNA isn't collected from basically what I'm going to describe as casings, brass casings?
It's just a very small likelihood of getting enough cells to have enough for a profile to be developed, which is why they won't do it.
Okay, thank you. So you couldn't actually have them take DNA off those live rounds?
Correct.
They wouldn't do it?
Yes.
Okay. They told you no?
Yes.
Did you collect all of the evidence from the scene at Bonanza Creek Ranch?
Yes, I did.
And did you get to collect evidence from other items or other locations on different dates?
Yes.
What other areas or places did you collect evidence?
I also assisted with the search warrant that was done on the prop truck at Bonanza Creek, and a search warrant that was conducted at a PDQ warehouse in Albuquerque.
And do you recall when you conducted a search on the prop truck?
I believe that was the week after the incident, if I can refer to my report. The 27th of October.
And do you recall the date that you participated in the execution of the search warrant at PDQ Props?
November 30th.
And do you know who owns PDQ Props?
Seth Kinney.
All right. So let's start with some of the evidence that you gathered from the scene at Bonanza Creek. And I see that you brought a box with you. Can you go ahead and pull that box out and let's see what you've got. And if you can just start, I'm going to ask you, well, Mr. Bowles, do you have any objection to entering any of those items into evidence?
No, I don't.
Okay, and publishing them?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's start with the first one, and I will go ahead and mark it as State's Exhibit 74. Does it? have on the Elmo States Exhibit 74. Can you tell the ladies and gentlemen of the jury what we're looking at?
So this is an ammunition box with a label that states 35 long Colt dummies.
35?
I'm sorry, 45. My apologies.
And did you collect this?
Yes, I did.
Where did you collect this item from?
This box was located in Lieutenant Benavidez's vehicle.
And was it in this condition when you collected it?
It was not.
Tell us what condition it was in when you collected it.
It was fully intact, with a foam insert and rounds inside of it.
Okay, great. Thank you. Let's go ahead and have a look at State's Exhibit 75. What are we looking at here?
This is the...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is the foam insert that was inside of that ammunition box.
And when it was inside the box, when you collected it, what did it have in it?
It had multiple ammunition rounds in it.
Okay. Let's have a look at State's Exhibit 76. Tell us what State's Exhibit 76 is.
This is a 44-40 dummy round.
Do you know where it came from?
This was inside the foam insert in the ammunition box.
How do you know it's a dummy round?
When you shake it, you hear ball bearings inside of the round.
Can everybody hear that? Let's have a look at State's Exhibit 77. What are we looking at here?
This is a 45 dummy round that has been deconstructed by the FBI.
And what's in the little plastic container?
So that is the ball bearing that was inside of this round.
Okay, so this is just an example of what that looks like when you take it apart.
Yes.
All right. Tell us, here, let me get State's Exhibit 78. What do we have here?
This is a 45 dummy round, but instead of having a ball bearing inside of it, it has a hole drilled through the side of it to distinguish it as a dummy round.
So when you shake this dummy round, does it rattle?
No.
And the dummy rounds that rattle, do they have holes in the side?
No.
So it either has a hole in the side or it rattles?
Yes.
Okay. State's Exhibit 79. Tell us what we're looking at.
This is a 45 live round that was located inside of that same ammo box.
How do you know it's a live round?
Inside the plastic cylinder is all of the gunpowder that the FBI forensics lab took out when they deconstructed the round.
Can you see that?
Yes.
I know it's hard because of the glare there. That's a little bit better. What is that silver thing on the top? Do you know what that's called?
That would be the primer.
And is it silver or nickel?
Yes, it's silver.
State's Exhibit 80. State's Exhibit 80.
This was the other box of ammunition that was located in Lieutenant Benavidez's vehicle.
Did you personally inspect what was in that box?
Yes.
And what is that box full of?
Each of these rounds is a blank round, meaning instead of a projectile on the head, they have kind of a crimped end to them.
Okay, thank you. State's Exhibit 81. State's Exhibit 81. What are we looking at?
This is a 44-40 dummy round that was taken out of a box marked 38-40.
And what does 44-40 mean, if you know?
That would be the caliber of the round.
So is a 44-40 different than a 45?
Yes.
I'm going to show you what we marked as State's Exhibit 82. What's that?
This is a 38-40 taken out of that same box marked 38-40.
This is a 38-40?
Yes.
That was in the box marked 38-40?
Yes.
And what else was in the box?
44-40s.
And the... Where were the 38-40... dummy rounds found?
I believe they were in a bag in the prop truck.
Okay. And inside the bag, were they just loose?
They were in an ammo box in the bag.
Did you find 38-40 dummy rounds in any other location?
I don't believe so.
Okay. Does it rattle?
Yes.
State's Exhibit 83. Exhibit 83, what are we looking at here?
This is a 45 dummy round taken from a box of ammunition located in the prop truck.
I'm going to show you what we've previously looked at, that is State's Exhibit 78. And I don't know how well you can see because of the glare, but folks will be able to actually look at them. Is there a difference between 78 and 83 visibly? Can you tell them apart?
There is, can I see the bottoms of them as well?
Yeah, and let me ask you, let me back up for a moment. The box that 83 came out of, how many other rounds were in that box, if you recall?
There were 17 rounds in total in that box.
And what color primers did all of those have?
Silver.
And was there any other distinguishing characteristics about those dummy rounds compared to the other ones? And I'm not talking about projectile.
They all had a patine to them, so almost a discoloration, so they were made to look old.
And when you say that, are you talking about the brass was actually a different color?
Yes.
Okay. And the dummy rounds that you found, that you collected, that had that patine to them, did they all have silver primers?
Yes. Sorry. Yes.
Did you find any other dummy rounds on set other than the ones that have the patine to them that had silver primers, dummy rounds?
I'm sorry, you're asking if there were any other dummy rounds that had a silver primer to them?
Other than the ones that had the patine?
No.
So only the patine-colored dummies had silver primers?
Yes.
Okay. How about State's Exhibit 84? State's Exhibit 84, what is that?
So this is another 45, a dummy round with a silver primer.
And is it patine?
Yes.
I'm going to show you what is State's Exhibit 83. It's a little hard to see through the plastic, but is there a difference between 83 and 84?
No, they are both patined.
Is there a difference in the projectile?
One projectile is slightly larger than the other, right on the nose area.
And when you're looking at those, when they're not in the plastic, can you tell that pretty easily?
Yes.
And just for completeness, State's Exhibit 85, what are we looking at there?
This is another 45 dummy round taken from that same box that has been deconstructed by the FBI.
And we can see that there were BBs inside of it?
Yes.
All right, so prior to it being deconstructed?
It would rattle.
It would rattle. Okay, thanks. Do you have State's Exhibit 86? I'm showing you what we've marked as State's Exhibit 86. Can you tell us what that is?
This is a 45 dummy round. On the side of it, it has a hole drilled into it, and there is no primer on it.
Let me see if I can manipulate this so we can see what we're looking at. Is that the hole you're referring to?
Yes.
And you indicated that it does not have a primer?
Correct.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, where we would normally see a primer, instead it has a hole.
So, how many different kinds of dummy rounds in terms of characteristics that would enable someone to distinguish them from a live round, how many different kinds did you find on set?
There were a few on set. There's the ones that rattle, there are ones with holes drilled into the side, and there are ones with holes drilled into the side that do not have a primer.
Now, are you familiar with revolvers and the way that revolvers work?
Yes.
If a revolver is loaded with rounds, can you see the hole in the side?
No.
When you look at the revolver?
If you are looking at it from the angle of you've loaded the cylinder, no, you won't be able to see the side of the rounds.
What can you see?
You can see the primer area.
So, if a gun was loaded with number 86, would you be able to tell that it had dummy rounds in it without taking them out of the cylinder?
Yes.
What would a bullet do if it didn't have a primer, even if it had gunpowder inside?
There would be no reaction because there'd be nothing for it, the hammer to hit, the firing pin to hit.
It wouldn't fire, right?
Correct.
Okay. And State's Exhibit 87. What's that?
So this is a different type of dummy round that was located. It's a 45, but it's actually made as a replica round. You can see where there was a hole drilled in the side and then it was filled in.
And can you see the hole that was filled in right there?
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Does it rattle?
No, it does not.
And it doesn't have a hole in the side because it's been filled in, right?
Correct.
What does the primer look like?
The primer is intact and is brass, but it does have a shine to it, almost like there was a resin polish put over it.
Is that the primer right there?
Yes, it is.
So if it doesn't rattle and it doesn't have a hole in the side and it isn't missing a primer, how do you know it's a dummy round?
So even when a live round is shaken, you can hear the powder inside of it move. So this round in particular makes absolutely no sound when you shake it.
Okay. What else do you have there? Let's look at 88, State's Exhibit 88. Thank you. Ma'am, when you were participating in the execution of the search warrant on the prop truck, did you locate a lever action rifle?
Yes, I did.
Was law enforcement able to easily clear it, meaning make it safe?
No.
Why not?
We were not able to unload it on scene because the firearm appeared to be jammed somehow. So it was taken back to our office for our firearms certified individuals to handle.
And do you know what kind of ammunition that lever action rifle is supposed to take?
Yes, it's supposed to take 44-40s.
And the ammunition that was taken out of that lever action rifle, did you collect it?
Yes.
And do we have it here as 88 and 89?
Yes.
I'm going to show you what we've marked as State's Exhibit 89. What are those?
So these are the three 44-40 rounds that were inside of the rifle.
And are they dummy rounds?
Yes.
And do you see any distinguishing characteristics that you can see from the outside to let you know that it's a 44-40 and not 45?
So the 44-40s have almost an elongation to their casing area, so you can see where they slightly tighten up in one area and then continue upwards. So yes, right where you're pointing.
And did you say that you found a 45 in there or not yet?
I don't remember.
Okay. What is State's Exhibit 88?
It is a 45 dummy round that was located inside that same rifle.
Do you notice anything different about this dummy round than the other ones?
There is some damage done to the projectile head of this round where it was forcefully removed from the rifle.
Does a 45 caliber dummy, does it fit in that lever action rifle?
It does not fit in a 44-40 rifle.
All right. What else do we have? Is that the last item?
Yes, it is.
I'm not going to take it out of the bag, but for right now, what is State's Exhibit 90?
So this is a shoulder holster that was located inside of the building.
Do you know which actor used this prop?
Yes, this belonged to Alec Baldwin.
You collected this from the scene?
Yes.
You took a whole lot of photos, right?
Yes.
We're gonna switch over to pictures from Elmo. Oh, I'm sorry. Just a minute.
No.
Let me make it easier for you.
Oh, thanks.
Jesus Christ. Okay. Without objection, I would ask the court to admit State's Exhibits 3 through 73.
No objection, Your Honor.
States 3 through 73 are admitted.
Thank you, sir.
I'm going to publish the message because
we're going to just
allow publication.
Okay. I'm showing you what has been admitted as State's Exhibit 3. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
What is that?
This is the prop truck that was located outside of the main building of the scene.
You said prop truck.
Oh, I apologize. Prop cart.
Okay. And is this the condition it was in when you took your photo?
Yes.
Did you inspect this cart and remove items from it?
Yes, I did.
Would you describe the level of organization associated with this cart?
There were multiple rounds of multiple caliber all over the top portion of this cart and additional boxes of rounds on the bottom part of this cart.
And were there also just other items?
Yes, there were plastic guns, gun belts, earplugs, miscellaneous paperwork.
Oops. Let's do it this way, it'll be easier. Is that just another photograph of that same prop cart?
Yes, just at a different angle.
And what are we looking at there?
Here we can see the spent cartridge casing that was located on top of the cart, as well as additional ammunition that was located there.
Okay. And that spent casing that we're looking at, you collected it from the cart?
Yes.
And did you send it to the FBI?
Yes.
Thank you. State's Exhibit 5. What is this?
This is a close-up of the bottom portion of the cart.
State's Exhibit 6.
A different angle of the top of the cart.
I'm going to zoom in. Can you see that right there?
Yes.
What is that on the lower right-hand corner?
It is an ammunition round.
Not in any particular box?
Not in any box, no.
State's Exhibit 7, what's that?
This is, again, the top of the cart and one of the firearms that was located on top of the cart. I believe this was the one with a blocked cylinder, so it was not a functional firearm.
So this was not the gun that was used in this incident?
No.
And State's Exhibit 8, is that just a close-up?
Yes.
And what is this? This is State's Exhibit 9. What are we looking at?
This is the firearm that was used in this incident after it had been collected and put into an evidence box.
And this is the firearm that was sent to the FBI?
Yes.
State's Exhibit 10, what's this?
This was the rifle that we were required to bring back to the office to safely unload.
This is the one that was jammed?
Yes.
State's Exhibit 11.
These were the rounds that were removed from the rifle. Again, there are three 44-40s and one 45.
Do you know why this round here seems to have a shorter projectile than the others?
The 44-40s all had more square tops, and it I would assume...
Your Honor, I'm going to object to the speculation.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. I'll withdraw that. Yes. Let's go to State's Exhibit 12.
This is a close-up of the .45 round that was removed from the rifle.
Is that the damage that you were talking about?
Yes.
State's Exhibit 13, what's this?
This is a close-up of the bottom of that same round.
Thank you. And State's Exhibit 14.
This is a close-up of the bottom of the .44-40 rounds.
And can you see here on the head stamp, does it say?
It says .44-40.
Thank you. State's Exhibit 15, what's this?
This was all of the ammunition that was loose and not in boxes that was located on top of the cart.
And the rounds on top, what are those?
Those are all blank rounds, and they can be distinguished by that crimped end instead of having a projectile.
And these rounds over here on the left, if you recall, were those dummies or not?
If I can refer to my report.
Sure.
So I believe these two rounds were dummy 45 rounds that rattled when shaken.
And what about these two rounds over here on the right-hand side?
These two rounds were later, I apologize. These two rounds were sent to the FBI because they were suspected live rounds, which the FBI confirmed.
So these two rounds here, this picture was taken before they were sent to the FBI.
Correct.
And these turned out to be live rounds.
Yes.
Meaning real bullets.
Yes.
And what's this one down here?
This is a dummy 45 round with a hole drilled in the side.
And these were just loose on the prop cart?
Yes.
And I'm gonna skip through some of the close-ups. That was State's Exhibit 16, 17, State's Exhibit 18. Is this a close-up of something?
This is a close-up of the two live rounds.
And what is this a picture of?
The bottoms of those same rounds with silver primer.
State's Exhibit 20.
These are the other two dummy rounds that were located on the truck, on the cart.
Do you see a difference? Well, have a look at the projectile of these rounds. And then, this is 20, I'm gonna go back to 18. Do you see a difference?
On the live rounds, they appear to have a larger nose, so a wider nose area.
Did you measure those?
Yes.
And what's the diameter of that nose, that flat surface?
6 millimeters.
What's the diameter of the projectile, the tip of the projectile on State's Exhibit 20?
4 millimeters.
Just more close-ups. I'm just going through here. State's Exhibit 23. Do you recall what that was?
I do not.
It was 24. That's okay. And State's Exhibit 25. What's this?
This was the spent round located on top of the cart.
And what is State's Exhibit 26?
The bottom of that round, where you can see the silver primer.
Why was this empty casing sent to the FBI?
To determine if it had been fired from the firearm that we had in custody.
Okay. And we'll have other folks speak to that. State's Exhibit 27. Can you tell me what we're looking at here?
This is a close-up of one of the gun belts.
Where was this gun belt collected from?
I believe this gun belt was on top of the cart.
The prop cart?
Yes.
Were any of these rounds sent to the FBI?
Yes.
Which one?
The one with the silver primer.
Did that turn out to be a live round?
Yes.
Do you recall what actor used that gun belt?
I believe this belt was assigned to Jensen Ackles.
And let's look at State's Exhibit 27A. What is this a photo of?
This was ammunition that was located from the top of the cart.
Is it the same ammunition that came from that belt?
Yes.
Okay. And why do you have it separated out like this?
So this ammunition was separated out based on its physical description. So we have ammunition at the top that's 45s with brass primers. We have one round by itself, which was 45 with a silver primer, and one round by itself, which was 45 with a hole drilled through the side.
So all of these turned out to be dummies except this one here on the left.
Correct.
State's Exhibit 28, what's this?
This was a fanny pack that was located on top of that same cart.
State's Exhibit 29, what is this a picture of?
This is a close-up of the inside of that bag.
And what are those things we're looking at?
I believe all of these rounds that we're looking at now were blank rounds that were found in the bag.
Okay. And did this bag have more than one pocket?
Yes.
State's Exhibit 30, what are we looking at here?
This is another pocket in this pack containing blank rounds.
And State's Exhibit 31?
Another pocket in this same bag with blank rounds inside.
And State's Exhibit 32?
This is inside that bag with a dummy round 45 with a hole drilled through the side of it.
And let me ask you, how many dummy rounds altogether did you collect from that crime scene?
I believe, as far as dummy rounds go, I believe I have 255.
And does that include the prop cart?
Yes.
Of those 255, approximately how many were not located in a box and not located on a gun belt?
I would say probably around 50.
So those 50 rounds, were they just loose in different places?
Yes.
Where were some of the places that you found loose rounds?
They were found loose in the bottom of boxes, loose inside of the prop truck, just on the floor. Pretty much any boxes that were located, if there were ammo boxes inside of it, there were loose rounds also underneath the ammo boxes.
All right. State's Exhibit 33. I think these are close-ups. We can go through them quickly.
Okay.
33 and 34, can you see what that is?
Yes, this is a close-up of that dummy round that has the hole drilled through the side.
Okay. State's Exhibit 35.
This is the bottom of that dummy round where the primer has been removed.
So this is a dummy round that was taken out of that fanny pack?
Yes.
State's Exhibit 36. What is this a photo of?
This is a close-up of one of the gun belts.
Let's talk about this one for a moment. What actor was using this holster as a prop?
This holster was assigned to Alec Baldwin.
And are we looking in this picture at all of the rounds that were located in that gun belt?
Yes.
I see that on the left we have two rounds with silver primers. I'm going to ask you about the first one. This first round that my pointer is on, was that a dummy round?
Yes.
Why is this a different color than the other rounds?
This round had that patine wear look to it that we had previously seen.
So the dummy rounds with the patine looked like this from the top.
Yes.
This round right here, next to it, was that a dummy round?
No.
What did that turn out to be?
That turned out to be a live round.
And these three here, these three rounds to the right, what did those turn out to be?
Two of those were 44-40 rounds, and one of them was a 45 dummy round with ball bearings inside.
Were they all dummy rounds?
All three of these, yes.
Okay. The only live round that was found in Mr. Baldwin's holster is this one right here?
Yes.
And you sent that to the FBI?
Yes.
State's Exhibit 37, what is this?
This is a different view of that same holster.
Is this the live round right here?
Yes.
I want you to look at this projectile. Is this projectile different than this one to the right?
Yes.
And is it different than the one next to that one?
Yes.
And is it different than this one?
Yes.
How is it different than this one?
The one that your pointer is on right now has a more elongated nose to it, which makes it a smaller nose width.
And what's the measurement of that nose width?
4 millimeters.
And this round over here on the far left, can you see a difference between this projectile and this projectile?
Yes.
And what's that?
The projectile on the far left has almost a crimping around the base of it.
I want to ask you about all of the suspected live rounds that you found on set and sent to the FBI. Did they all look like this one?
Yes.
Did they all have silver primers?
Yes.
Did they all have the same head stamp?
Yes.
What is that head stamp?
It states 45 Colt and has a Starline Brass logo.
And did they all have the same shape projectile?
Yes.
Did they all have the same color brass?
Yes.
Meaning they were not patine?
Correct.
Okay. State's Exhibit 38. What are we looking at here?
These are those same rounds from the holster, removed from the holster.
So we just get a better view of the casing.
Correct.
All right. State's Exhibit 39.
This was a gun belt that was located inside of the prop truck.
And what kind of rounds were in this belt?
If I can refer to my report.
Sure.
In this belt were 22 45 Colt rounds with ball bearings inside and one Spain Denix replica round.
And do we have the Spain Denix replica round here in evidence?
Yes.
And all of the rounds in this gun belt, did they all have the patine color?
Yes.
And were any of them found to be live?
No.
State's Exhibit 40.
These are those same rounds removed from the gun belt.
Thank you. State's Exhibit 41.
This is a close-up of the silver primer on the rounds.
What's State's Exhibit 42?
This was a box of ammunition collected from the prop truck.
Is this the condition it was in when you collected it?
Yes.
State's Exhibit 43, what's this?
This is a close-up of a different box located in the prop truck.
And what's in all those white boxes?
Different types of ammunition.
And what's this here?
I believe it was a Red Bull.
All right. What's State's Exhibit 44?
This was a Mary Kay bag that was located in the prop truck.
And what's in these white boxes?
Various types of ammunition.
And we can see some brass things down here in this little pocket. Do you know what those were?
I believe those were spent blanks.
And we'll go through these quickly. State's Exhibit 44A.
This was a close-up of the ammunition in that bag.
What do we see over here?
Where your arrow cursor is?
Yeah.
I believe this is a spent blank, or I'm sorry, spent blank rounds.
And were they just loose in the bag?
Yes.
We're gonna break for the day, okay? So follow George, take your tablets. Please don't talk among yourselves or anyone else about the evidence received here in court. Do not read any stories about the trial or any subject matter related to this case. And don't do any research. Have a good evening, thank you.
All right.
Be seated. Are we going to take those and lock them up?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you
yes.
Email George or text George and tell him to come back into the courtroom?
Okay.
All right.
8:30?
Hmm?
Did you say? I just wanted to let 8:30 in the morning?
8:30. And we're going to lock up the exhibits that have been entered into evidence, okay? All right, is that box empty?
Yes.
Can we use that box?
Yes.
Okay. Counsel, can you think of anything that you need to bring to the court's attention so that we don't take up jury time?
Judge, I can't think of anything right now.
All right, well, don't think tonight either then, okay?
I probably won't.
All right, thank you. We're in recess.
More raw courtroom audio from the Rust Alex Baldwin movie shooting trial is on the way.
Press subscribe so you don't miss a moment.
From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeet.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeet.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.